You're listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ursta, where we navigate the messy middle of building a business and all the work that goes into designing a life you love. Melanie Mitro built a seven-figure network marketing empire while working at the kitchen table, raising her boys, and trying not to lose her mind. Melanie loves chatting all things marketing, time management, and leadership development. Katie created the foundation of her seven-figure business while teaching full-time, battling cancer, raising her boys, and avoiding all things laundry. Katie's got you covered with social media storytelling and impact-driven income. We're building a business right alongside you, giving you the inside scoop to the reality of entrepreneurship. The good, the bad, and the really, really messy middle. We're not letting you build your business alone. Pull up a chair, grab your coffee, and let's make chic happen. Now, here's your hosts, Melanie and Katie.
What is up, everyone? How are you guys today? I'm so excited because you know how I feel about telling a really good story. You know how I feel about our businesses and how much of an impact storytelling really does have on what we do. I mean, it really is a great way to actually connect with our audience. But today is a little bit different because I am actually going to share with you a story that happened just the other day. And it's one that I couldn't stop thinking about because I truly thought it was the perfect metaphor for us as business owners. And then, of course, I started thinking about just how much this connected back to my own journey. And I thought, this is too good just not to share. So I am so excited to come to you live on this podcast today. And you guys, thank you so much for all of the love that we are getting. We are so excited. We're really making Chic happen and helping so many business owners. And honestly, we're having so much fun doing it. So today, though, I hope that what I share with you gives you a little bit of hope and encouragement as a CEO of whatever type of business you run. And the other day, my husband, he came into my office, and it was the end of the day. It was a Monday. He comes into my office, and he says, "Hey, babe, I just wanted to let you know I just ordered 4 tons of gravel, and it's going to be here later this afternoon." And man, I looked at my husband and I sort of gave him that like side smile that was like, really? But it was also as if saying, okay, I know that as a good wife, I cannot let you shovel 4 tons of gravel on your own. So I will help you. And instead of going to Target that afternoon, which I was so excited about, I went upstairs and I changed my outfit and I came back downstairs and I just started shoveling. And there I was in the process of shoveling out 4 tons of gravel, which was really heavy. The job itself was really monotonous. It wasn't fun. My muscles were really sore the next morning. And I couldn't help but think about how much this was the perfect analogy for what we do as business owners. And I get often asked about my success in network marketing. And I get asked about, well, what did you do different? Because I feel like I am doing all of the things, but I'm not seeing the results that I really feel that I should be seeing at this point. And so I thought about that, and I thought about right when I walked out that door and I picked up that shovel, I had one of two things that I could focus on. I could get really, really focused on the rocks in front of me, or I could get really focused on the fact that I had a shovel in my hands. So let's break that down a little bit. The rocks in front of me are like seeing the obstacle that I have. Man, there's a lot of rocks here. I am going to have to spend some serious time moving these rocks and shifting these rocks. And how long is this going to actually take? And before you know it, my mind starts to move in a negative way to the obstacle that's in front of me instead of the simple fact that I am armed with the tool that's going to help me do the work. There is no way to shortcut moving 4 tons of gravel. Of course, I guess you could find other ways that you would have to pay for. But when we saw it yesterday, there was no other way around it. Mike and I were going to have to do some serious shoveling. And so there we were shoveling these rocks and we were moving them and then we were using the rake and we were like straightening them out and we just kept moving. We just kept doing. So I have to ask you, when you are looking at your own business, are you focused on the road in front of you and the obstacles in front of you, or are you focused on the solution you also have in front of you? Focused on the rocks, or are you focused on your shovel? And I just keep thinking back to, well, what did I do differently? You know, what did I do as I was growing my business when it came to mindset and focusing on the shovel? And so every time I think about the fact that I would hear a no or I would get an objection, I would pick up the shovel and I would just start moving the rocks. Every time that I felt like I was overlooked for an opportunity or somebody was judging me for what I was doing, I would pick up the shovel and I would start to shovel. When I thought about how I had these end of year goals and I didn't really have all of the resources at the beginning to be able to achieve those goals, I thought about how I needed to pick up the shovel and then I just started to shovel. And so although I knew about the obstacle in front of me, and I knew about the end result that I really wanted to be able to achieve, my focus wasn't on the end result. My focus was that small step, that small action of shoveling that would help me get one step closer to where I want to go. Well, how do you eat an elephant, right? Well, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. So if you think about that big goal that you have for yourself, what are you focused on? Are you focused on that big goal, or are you focused on the small activities that you're going to need to take to get there? And I really want to share something else that made me connect the dots to my business and to my own life and to my own journey. And when I was in 2014, I had just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and I know that I've shared this story before, but I had just been diagnosed with cancer. And through that diagnosis, I was staged at 4. So that means that the cancer had spread to my bones, throughout my body, and I knew that for me to be able to get better, for me to be able to be cured of cancer, I was going to have to go through chemotherapy. And as somebody who was staged 4, I also knew that there was no shortcutting how I was going to get there. I was going to have to go through 12 rounds of chemotherapy. And there I was thinking about the fact that what was chemotherapy going to be like? 12 rounds of chemotherapy. And I thought about the fact that I was going to be sick. I thought about the fact that I was going to be bald. I thought about the fact that I was going to look at months of treatment and I didn't know how my body was going to respond. And I really became very overwhelmed with that number 12. I became really overwhelmed with the act. I became really overwhelmed with those rocks because I was so focused on the obstacle. So for me, when I was going through this, I had to develop a survivor mindset. And that survivor mindset meant that I was going to need to focus not on the number 12 and at the end result, but I was going to need to focus on the small steps that I needed to take to be able to achieve the end result. So backing that up for a second, when I tell people they need a vision and a goal for where they want to go, yes, it is true. You need a vision, you need a goal, you need an end destination. You want to know what it looks like and feels like to be able to achieve those things. But what I tell them to do is to blur out that vision a bit. So don't let that vision be what your focus is on. You know how when you're driving in a car, right, and you have this beautiful, gorgeous sun in front of you, and you can get really, really focused on, wow, that's a beautiful sunset, and I need to drive towards that. But really, the act of driving towards that, you need to focus on the small mile markers in front of you, the road right in front of you, to be able to get there. So while going through cancer, I knew I had this vision of what it would look like and feel like to be a survivor. You know, I thought about myself, what it would look like and feel like to have my hair again. I started to think about, you know, what it would feel like to wear that survivor shirt, what my very last day of chemo was going to look like. And I had that clear vision in the back of my mind of what that was going to be. And I knew I wanted to be there. I knew I wanted that so bad. But I also knew that for me to get there, I needed to focus on the mile markers just right in front of me to be able to get there. So for me, that meant focusing on a treatment today. All right, I have a treatment. Let's make sure that I'm getting enough water in my system so that I can stay hydrated. And it also will help me feel better sooner. Let's make sure I'm getting enough rest. Let's make sure that I am stretching after chemo so that I am actually moving my body in a positive way to really get my blood circulating. Let's make sure that I am focused on positive thoughts and surrounding myself with people who are rooting for me. Let's make sure that I am focused on these small, insignificant, seemingly insignificant steps that are often overlooked, so that I am one step closer to getting to that end destination. I share that story with you because a survivor's mindset isn't that they are so focused on the end result, they're focused on the action. And in each step, they are focused on getting closer to where they want to be, knowing exactly what that looks like in the back of their mind. So I have a call to action for you after this podcast today. My call to action to you is really, really simple. Number one, let's sit down and really identify the rocks in our business or in the obstacle that we have in front of us. Let's sit down and actually write out what we feel is getting in our way of what our end destination is. You know, is it time? Is it resources? Is it motivation? Is it that you just aren't sure what's gonna be in your best interest? Is it that you maybe feel like you're not where you're supposed to be? Or are you feeling like there's a little bit of bitterness in terms of seeing what other people are doing and you're just not sure how they're actually shoveling? What are your rocks? What is standing in your way right now of where you want to go? Now, I know you might be saying, but I'm doing everything, Katie. I have all of my actions. I know where I want to be able to go, and I'm doing all of the things. There is a disconnect. Is it possible that part of your rock is focusing so much on where you think you should be that you're getting caught up in the end result instead of the action? Are you possibly getting wrapped up in intention and not taking action? Number two, once we've identified those rocks, I want you to get real with yourself and say, well, what's my shovel? So we can either focus on the obstacle, or we could redirect our mindset and we could focus on the shovel. So let's think about that. What is the shovel that you can use to get to where you want to go? What is the tool that you need? What are the resources that you need? What are you connected to make sure that you're getting where you want to go? Is it a mindset or a belief gap, or is it more of a knowledge gap? You know, one thing that we focus on within that Chic community that Melanie and I talk so highly about is focusing on the action, not so much the intention. So call to action number two is asking yourself, what is my shovel? What are the resources that I need to be able to get to where I want to go? Number three, once you've identified your shovel, let's take the first scoop. Let's actually start the act of shoveling. This is where success happens. It's no longer about the intention of wanting to be successful. It's about the action you are taking. We joke around so often about the fact that you have everything you could possibly need at your disposal, right there on Google and in YouTube and Instagram and everything at your disposal for what it takes to actually be successful in your business ventures. But if we aren't taking that first action step, if we aren't actually starting to shovel, then we are never going to get to where we want to go. What is the one thing that you can do today to be able to move your business forward? And maybe it's the one thing that you're avoiding, or maybe it's the one thing you've convinced yourself doesn't really matter if you do or if you don't do, but whatever that one thing is in your business, we need to make sure that we are taking action on it. You know, yesterday when my husband and I, and it didn't take us that long. It took us a good about hour and a half. And my son Dom was actually helping us too. It was really cute. You know, it took us about an hour, and then the rocks were, there was nothing, you know, they were spread out. And so there was no longer a hill. And I stood back and I said, man, this is just the perfect example of what it's like to be a business owner. You know, we can look at, and especially those of us who run businesses on social media, a lot of times we forget that we see someone's end result and we forget that we never saw them in the act of shoveling. We didn't see them as they were scoop by scoop, shovel by shovel, taking that gravel and moving it in the direction of where they wanted to go. And I really want to just say, it's going to take work. You can't shortcut it. And although it might look glamorous from the perspective of someone else, I guarantee you everybody who has seen successes has also spent a lot of time with a shovel in their hand. The only difference is that they have been shoveling and focused on the fact that they have a shovel instead of focusing on the pile of rocks in front of them. You guys, I hope that you got a lot from this podcast today. And don't forget, we want to hear from you. We love when you leave a review. We love when you share our podcast with other people. And we love when you tell us exactly what it is that you need to make chic happen. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta. If you loved our podcast, be sure to leave a comment or review and be sure to tune in next time.